News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Three women and a 7-year-old child are in variously serious and critical condition in hospital following a car crash in which they were driving, minding their own business, down the M9 motorway when a car containing five young men came in the other direction, the wrong way, up the motorway and smashed into them. Neil Michael is with us, reporter with the Irish Examiner. Neil, can you bring us the details that you have established thus far?
Details on this are actually only really starting to emerge as the investigation progresses. But to sum it up, in the small hours of Sunday morning, this BMW is understood to have been seen in the County Kildare town of Athy before being spotted again around 3 a.m. at the Circle K Kilcullen service station off the M9, shortly before entering the northbound carriage the wrong way. It's been reported that there appears to be some interaction between them and Gardaí, but that the Gardaí themselves pulled back. But whatever the involvement, Fizeru, the Garda Ombudsman, is involved in there conducting their own investigation. But although it has to be said at this stage, just because they're involved doesn't automatically assume Gardaí, whose officers have had to personally deal with this harrowing and horrific aftermath, actually did anything wrong. But coming at the BMW as it was travelling southbound on the northbound carriageway was, on their way to the airport, a family, three women and a young boy driving to Dublin Airport. The BMW collided head on with this car. And it's reported that some of the teenagers in the car may have actually been masked. And the Gardaí are also investigating if they'd actually been involved in attempts to break into cars in Athy. The driver of the airport-bound car, which is a Hyundai, and a front passenger, they are both in their 30s, women in their 30s, they were taken to Tallaght University Hospital and remain in what's described as a critical condition, according to Gardaí. There's a rear seat passenger in her 20s. She was taken to St. Luke's General Hospital. She's described as being in a serious condition, as is the third passenger, which is the 7-year-old boy, and he was rushed to Crumlin Children's Hospital. I mean, an appalling illustration of the carnage caused by this incident isn't just the living impact, obviously, that this is going to have on the family, which survived, as well as the emotional impact and the shock on the parents of those who have died, but also the fact that initially it was thought there were only four teenagers in the BMW, and that it was only later that a fifth body was found, which just really illustrates just the pure, just the horrific carnage of this. Now, the Garda Commissioner has come out very quickly and called this incident out, and condemned what he described as regular drivers who engage in this kind of behaviour for what he described as social media likes. This is off the back of, it's believed to be the latest in a social media trend in which drivers are filmed travelling the wrong way on motorways. They're either doing this for kicks or they do it to evade Gardaí. Detectives are understood to believe that at least two or maybe three teenagers in the car, in the BMW, are members of a so-called Lucky Dip gang, which is so named as basically they pick their targets at random, be it a house or a car, to steal from. And there's believed to be about 60 youths in this gang, aged anywhere between 13 and 19, and I think they're supposed to be involved in literally hundreds of incidents this year alone.
But the social media aspect of it, because this, without wishing to speculate about other incidents, but the Garda Commissioner didn't just reference this as a once-off. He said that this is potentially a driving force in these kind of accidents, that the desire to post content, as it were, is contributing.
Absolutely. And as I said, he really did just call this out. I mean, it's very unusual for a senior officer to offer any kind of a comment or context or nuance around a tragedy like this. Garda cars have been rammed by some of these characters. People have been killed. We had the joyriding scourge, which kind of fizzled away eventually, as in it being a kind of a more of a widespread phenomenon. And now this has arrived. And It is causing mayhem. It's mostly based in Dublin, but you know, the amount of innocent people that have been caught up in it is.
Oh, yeah, and you described
it's almost like a surprise, huh?
The innocence of it. I mean, the absolute horror from the perspective of those three women and small child in the car. Because whatever about your capacity to avoid accidents or to drive defensively, what do you do when you're on a motorway and somebody is coming flying towards you?
I mean, God love them. They're on their way to a holiday at that hour in the morning, and they're on the way to the airport, and then out of the blue, there's a car traveling at whatever speed, and it's just going straight at you. Like, that's a vista that is every person's nightmare on the motorway, and it's unfortunately it's now a reality. And like, what's happening?
Neil, thank you very much for your time this morning. That's Neil Michael, reporter with the Irish Examiner. And as Neil said, obviously details are continuing to emerge as to some of the background events that led to that horror crash. And he, of course, will be reporting those in the Examiner in print and, of course, on examiner.ie.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.